work journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob has given us a call in Clayton. Good morning, Rob.
Yes, good morning. I work for the Hudson Institute of Medical Research at Monash Medical Centre. And one of the things that we're researching is treating babies who have strokes before they're born. And that happens to up to 600 babies every year in Australia.
Wow. In utero. How do you know that? How can you? What are the signs, Rob?
Well, mostly it's picked up in an ultrasound. If there's some kind of blockage shown in the brain, then a more detailed scan can be undertaken, and that can show the location of the blockage, which, as often as not, can be a stroke. There's very little that can be done until the baby's born, but we're doing some really exciting research at the moment. There's a clinical trial happening where we take the stem cells from the baby's own umbilical cord after birth, process those, concentrate them, and then inject them back into the baby because they have amazing properties, anti-inflammatory and other properties. And the idea is that those stem cells can help to mitigate and possibly even reverse the effects on the brain that the stroke had in the first place.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing? You never know who's listening to this program, by the way. Rob, I'm so glad you called. How far down the track is this clinical trial? How long has it been running?
Well, I'm very glad you asked because it hasn't been running very long at all. We've actually had one participant so far, and the baby, little baby Chase, is now 5 months old and excuse me, and hitting all his developmental markers, which is wonderful.
Oh, my God.
But we're really keen for parents of babies who have found themselves in this situation to be part of the clinical trial. All it can do is help them, and it can certainly help us in terms of research and understanding how well these stem cells can help to reverse the effects of prenatal stroke.
Rob, I'm going to put you back on hold because there's potentially people listening who will want to get in touch, and we'll get your details so that we can pass those on. Thank you so much for calling. That's Rob, who's from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. In terms of research,